Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the House Transportation Committee, House Transportation and Economic Development Committee. It is Monday, April 27th, 2015. I'm going to begin by opening a public hearing on Senate Bill Number 5 and welcome Senate President Peter Courtney to the dais and Representative Comp.
Thank you.
And if you would like to have Ms. Tebow join you, that would be fine, too, in whatever order you like. Okay? Thank you so much for being here today. We're very grateful.
He doesn't bite.
And who would like to begin this afternoon? All right. Representative Comp.
Good afternoon, Chair McCune and committee. It's wonderful to be here. For the record, I'm Representative Betty Comp, and I serve House District 22. It is very nice to be here to honor such a person as Bill Tebow. I'm testifying in support of Senate Bill 5 and naming a stretch of Highway 126 from Eugene to Florence in Bill Tebow's honor. The measure does two things. First, it recognizes the accomplishments and contributions of a man whose service to this state is truly worthy of admiration, recognition, and emulations. Second, it would fittingly name a portion of State Highway 26, the William Tebow Memorial Highway. Mr. Tebow was responsible for the hydraulic design of the portion of Highway 126 that will bear his name. Work that was done before computers, calculators, and beyond that, he did it within a year. So I don't know of anything that I've done in within a year. So it's pretty impressive.
We all relate to that, yes.
Yes. As a state, it is important for us to recognize those who, through their quiet actions and dedication, make a difference in all of our lives. His life leaves a legacy through his work and through his wonderful family, but this bill makes sure that that contribution is recognized and remembered.
Thank you, Representative Comp. President Courtney, welcome to our committee.
Thank you, Chair McCune, Vice Chair Davis, of course, Vince, Hack, Lively, McLean. I've never seen so many vice chairs in all my life, so I thought I'd make you all vice chairs if I wouldn't offend anyone. So, my name is Peter Courtney, and I'm a state senator for District 11, which that means the building you're in is in District 11 and includes, it goes up through Jervis and Woodburn. And I'm here today to support the piece of legislation that we were able to move through the Senate committees as well as off the Senate floor, and you've already heard from the Honorable Representative Benny Comp speak on Senate Bill 5. I just want to add a few things. I just shared this with the Chief Justice of the Oregon Supreme Court and his Chief Legal Counsel, and they were surprised at the story. This individual, William Bill Tebow, was raised in Baker. Now, I have here Baker City, but I have a feeling at the time when he was there, it was called Baker. Baker was not always Baker City. They did a little election out there, Representative Bentz, a few years ago, and they decided they wanted to be called Baker City. And so he actually, we call it Baker City, but he was raised there. Now, he was an engineer and a pioneer. He was also an Eagle Scout. Now, I only say that because I was in scouting, and you don't even want to know. You're an Eagle Scout. That's a serious scout, Representative Davis. That is a serious, serious scout. I mean, there's only, I know Vicatia was an Eagle Scout. Mark Hass was an Eagle Scout. I mean, you got to really be a supreme being to be an Eagle Scout. He was a husband, a father, a grandfather, great-grandfather. He made this state a better place, and he deserves this honor. Now, let me just tell you a little story. He was the first African-American man to attend Oregon State College in 1948. But there was a little problem, because the way it goes, when he showed up at Oregon State College, 1948, and they realized he was black, they said, you can't live in the residence halls. So he had no place to live. Wow. So he would go find, a fraternity, and they put him in the basement where the boiler is and said, if you keep the boilers, you can live there. And so he would do that. He would be faithful in taking care of the boiler for that fraternity house. He worked very hard. He would go on to get an engineering degree from Oregon State College. He would go on, as you know, to work for the Oregon Department of Transportation, which Representative Compton was talking about for 36 years. He pioneered, as we know, the first hydraulic design unit. And he contributed to many of the highways and bridges that Representative Compton talked about. Many of the highways and bridges that you rely on every day to move about the great state of Oregon that are in your respective districts. He also taught engineering for 30 years at Little Temecula Community College. He was named Teacher of the Year there in 1970. Been honored many places and many places and many by many people, by colleges and by his peers. But I think for me, that's just me, his biggest honor came a couple years ago. Because you see, the Oregon State College, which is now Oregon State University, in 2014 named the residence hall after William Beale Tebow. Today, not only could William Beale Tebow be admitted at Oregon State University, could he not only go there and matriculate, he gets to stay in the residence hall, now one named after him. I could go on and on about this individual. I just wish I had gotten to meet him. If I did, then I'm in trouble. But I just think this is a remarkable story, to be able to endure what he did, to fight on, but also a great statement about Oregon State University. It says, we're going to right one of our wrongs. We're going to name a residence hall after William Bill Tebow.
Wonderful.
So that's why the good representative of the company I decided we're going to do this with Senate Bill 5. And it was really a great honor for me to stand on that Senate floor a few weeks ago and speak in the way I have. So thank you, Madam Chair, Vice Chairs, for allowing us to come here today and speak about this great individual.
Thank you, Senator Courtney. Ms. Tebow, we're delighted to have you here today. We're honored to be able to hear this bill and would be just honored if you had a few words to say today.
Thank
the floor
you
is yours.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair and members of the committee, good afternoon. It's a lovely day. Yes. Are we happy about that? For the record, my name is Sherry Tebow, and I'm one of Bill Tebow's seven children. He is a father, a great-grandfather, a great-great-grandfather, and a great-great-great-grandfather. So we've got five generations right now.
Fantastic.
Yeah. On behalf of our lovely mother, Genevieve, who is 93 years young, our mother and daddy's wife, and the entire Tebow family, I sincerely want to thank Representative Comp and Senator Courtney for sponsoring this bill. And I also want to thank ODOT, OSU, Oregon Northwest Black Pioneers, Craig Campbell, and Michael Doherty for their support. Daddy was an engineer and a pioneer. He treasured his 36-year career at ODOT and his teaching career at Chemeketa. He also stayed very connected to OSU throughout his entire life. He was a true beaver. Michael Doherty, who's a friend of our family, also an OSU graduate, who was a high school basketball coach and a freelance writer, became interested in Daddy's story many years ago, and he has published several articles about Daddy's journey. I contacted Mr. Doherty to let him know of this bill, and I'd like to read his response, which we feel describes Daddy perfectly. Mr. Doherty wrote, "Thanks for letting me know about the William Tebow Memorial Highway. I can't describe how pleased I am about the honors that have been created in your dad's name. He lived his life doing considerable service and good work without expecting special recognition. I know, and I have said before, that Bill loved his job and was intent on doing quality work. That was his expectation for himself, and the reason I and others knew him, admired him so much. He was the kind of person all of us should aspire to be. Researching and writing about his life has been a tremendous opportunity and a valuable life lesson for me. I am so glad to have known him and to have had my family develop an ongoing relationship with his family." Again, the Tebow family says our thanks so much, and we are sure that Daddy is rejoicing with us about the legacy that this bill creates. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Questions for this panel? Well, we're delighted and honored to have this bill before us today. We have a couple of other people that would like to speak, and I'd like to call them up now, and you're welcome to stay. I'd like to call up Scott Ashford and Director Garrett, please. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Okay. Madam Chairman and members of the House Committee on Transportation and Economic Development, my name is Scott Ashford, and I serve as the Dean of the College of Engineering at Oregon State University. I grew up in Salem. I went to North Salem High School, and the Tebows were family friends. And I'm glad that I had the chance to know Bill Tebow personally. It's an honor to appear before you today in support of Senate Bill 5 and naming the portion of Oregon State Highway 126 in between Florence and Eugene in the honor of Bill Tebow. You might know, and you heard that Bill was admitted to Oregon State College in 1943, but was turned away from receiving on-campus housing when the administrators realized that he was black. The dean of men at the time suggested that he might be better off at another university. Instead, Bill Tebow worked tending a furnace in the basement of a fraternity house in exchange for a room in the basement. And in 1948, he completed the degrees, making him the first African-American male to earn a degree from Oregon State College. He was a man who overcame significant adversity, but he stayed connected with his alma mater his entire life. He is a dedicated engineer. He was a teacher and a community leader. And he was a family man who, with his wife, raised seven children and enjoyed the love of numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren. In recent years, a number of recognitions have been provided Bill Tebow. In 2010, he was inducted into our College of Engineering's Hall of Fame. He received the Trailblazer Award from the Oregon Black Pioneers in 2008, and this past fall, Oregon State named a residence hall in his honor. And yet, as an engineer myself and as an Oregonian, I can think of no more appropriate honor than this state recognizing this man, his contributions, and his quiet resilience than by dedicating a portion of the Florence Eugene Highway in his honor. Bill Tebow's lasting impact on the state and his contributions to supporting access, education, and transportation safety for all Americans, regardless of the color of their skin, should be so recognized. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Matthew Garrett. I'm the director of the Oregon Department of Transportation, and it truly is a privilege for me to be here to celebrate and honor a great man. We at ODOT embrace Senate Bill 5. William Bill Tebow created a professional and personal legacy at the Oregon Department of Transportation. During his 36-year career, he was responsible for numerous improvements in the disciplines of construction, of design, of planning, and of mapping. Bill, as has been said, was a man of courage, of intellect, and of inspiration. He understood and modeled the belief that public service is a noble cause, and that success is truly realized through the betterment of others. Clearly, a man of many talents, but at his core, he was a teacher. What Bill is remembered by several generations of engineers at the Oregon Department of Transportation is his love of teaching, of mentoring young engineers. Bill was instrumental in assisting the Association of Engineering Employees in developing a study guide for the state examinations for engineering and highway engineering positions. And simply put, he personally is responsible for helping hundreds of young engineers obtain their engineering license, which is the ultimate goal of the young engineer. Bill's commitment to education, to personal development and mentoring has left a legacy for the state of Oregon as well as the ODOT family. Madam Chair, members of the committee, thank you very much for allowing ODOT to be part of honoring the legacy of William Bill Tebow with the designation of the portion of Highway 126 from Florence to Eugene. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Director Garrett. Questions? Comments? Well, thank you so much for being here this afternoon to honor this wonderful man. We appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak to Senate Bill 5? On that note, I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 5. Thank you all for being here this afternoon. And I will... And I will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 628. And I will welcome Senator Hansel to the dais. Thank you for being here, Senator. Director Garrett, would you like to join him also? I think there's plenty of room.
Chair McKeown, members of the committee, for the record, Bill Hansel, State Senator, District 29 in Eastern Oregon. Senate Bill 628 is a bill to honor the life and service of Mr. Don Kendall to our state. Mr. Kendall, a longtime resident of Eastern Oregon, a constituent in my district, and was a transportation maintenance specialist for ODOT for 30 years. He was tragically killed in the line of duty on July 22, 2014. Mr. Kendall was born in Nyssa, Oregon, and moved to Ukiah as a young boy. Ukiah is located, it's the southernmost community in Umatilla County. He later married Karen Schultz in 1981, with whom he raised two daughters, Candace and Andrea. When asked what section of Oregon in which he wanted to work, he told ODOT that he would prefer to stay near his home in eastern Oregon. He ended up choosing Highway 395. This Senate bill pays tribute to a man who dedicated himself to make the highways and the byways of eastern Oregon safer for the traveling public. He served this state with high honor, with a strong sense of duty, and it is truly right and just to designate this stretch of Highway 395 the Don Kendall Memorial Highway. While normally life commemorations are in the form of a resolution, this particular one comes before you in the form of a Senate bill because it directs ODOT to place and maintain suitable markers to designate the highway as the Don Kendall Memorial Highway. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today to honor the life of Mr. Kendall, and would ask for your support in honoring Mr. Kendall's service to Oregon, the Department of Transportation. This bill passed out of the Senate unanimously with 30 aye votes. Thank you for your time, and I would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Senator Hansel.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, again, Matthew Garrett, Director of the Oregon Department of Transportation, and I'm proud to say that the Department of Transportation supports Senate Bill 628, which, as the good Senator said, designates a portion of Highway 395 from the intersection of Highway 74 up there by Heppner to Ukiah, known as the Don Kendall Memorial Highway. He was a transportation specialist for this agency and wore the uniform for 30-some years, and as the Senator said, tragically, Don was killed in the line of duty back in July of 2014. Don was a leader. He was an individual that always showed up, and he never complained. He was always the first to engage an issue, to engage a challenge, and he led from the front, as great leaders often do. He was a professional colleague. He was a member of the ODOT family. He was a good and decent man, a devoted husband, father, and grandfather. Don was a man who lived by very simple rules, and he would share these rules with you if you had the privilege of sitting down and chatting with him. Don always said you have to be honest. Always be honest and be direct. If you have an issue with a person, take that issue directly to that person. Do what you say you will do. Acknowledge the good stuff, and then work hard and always take care of those folks around you. It's anyone's guess how many fellow Oregonians Mr. Kendall helped in his 30-year career at ODOT. Simply put, he served the state of Oregon and his community with great distinction. He did his job well because he loved what he was doing. We at ODOT still feel his loss keenly because he was family. But as the Senator said, and I completely concur, he served this great state with high honor and a strong sense of duty. And it is truly right and just that we designate this stretch of Highway 395 the Don Kendall Memorial Highway. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Director Garrett. Questions or comments? Seeing none, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 628, and I will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 139. And I will look to Mr. Brennan to let us know what we're talking about here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 139 comes to the House after a Senate floor vote of 29-0. It has no fiscal or revenue impact. The measure decreases the membership of the Tribal Information Council from 11 members to 9 members, eliminates the requirement that an organization that wishes to serve cookies, coffee, or other non-alcoholic beverages at a roadside rest area must first submit a request to the council by a specified date, which is in statute. Declares an emergency. It would take effect upon passage and signature by the governor. There is no amendment before us, Madam Chair, so the bill is as is.
Thank you, Mr. Brennan. And I would like to call Nancy D'Souza to the... Oh, there you are.
Here I am. Madam Chair and members of the committee, my name is Nancy D'Souza. I'm the Executive Director for Oregon Travel Experience, which is the business name of the Travel Information Council. And as mentioned, we operate rest areas along I-84, I-5 in Tillamook and Government Camp, and are delighted to be working with teams of committed volunteers from nonprofit organizations who want to come into the rest areas and provide free coffee and water and cookies to travelers on the road so they can get a little chance to rest. And it gives these organizations the opportunity to do some fundraising through the donations that they accept. And it's also a really nice way for our travelers to connect with representatives of the local community. Very often they get asked questions about, well, tell us about this area, and it helps guide them out from our rest areas into the surrounding community in a way that's really positive. So what we found in statute is that the timelines are rather restrictive, and very often we will have vacant slots for a particular day or weekend for the coffee program where someone's dropped out, something's happened, and by statute we were not able to fill it at the last minute, even though we may have eager folks ready to do so. And so this just gives us the flexibility and clarifies that cookies and other non-alcoholic beverages are allowed to be served in the coffee program. And so that's one half. The other half of the bill is that the Travel Information Council in statute is 11 members. And that's a rather cumbersome number. It made sense years ago when the positions on the council were assigned kind of by constituencies, and you had representatives from all different aspects of travel and transportation and tourism. Now we have 10 members who under the statute who are appointed by the governor, and those are more generalist positions. 5 of the positions need to be appointed, 1 from each congressional district around the state. The others are at large, and then the 11th member has been the Transportation Commission's representative. And so what we're asking is that number be reduced to 9. We would still retain the 5 congressional district members and the Transportation Commission member. And so that would give us a fewer number of at-large positions. It would help us meet quorum requirements, make sure vacancies are filled. And currently we do have 2 vacancies on the council, so this would not eliminate anyone from serving.
Great. Thank you very much. Questions? Yes, Vice Chair Davis.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you very much for your testimony. I'm interested in the language in the bill that limits the free consumable items to cookies, and I'm wondering if some expansion to perhaps chips or other things that nonprofits may want to offer could add some flexibility for these organizations.
As long as they don't limit the number of cookies.
Vice Chair Davis, there are some issues in federal law about what can be offered in the rest areas, but also we have the vending concession with the Oregon Commission for the Blind. And so when people want chips and things, we want them going to those vending machines and getting them in support of the operators who run those machines. And so we're just trying to keep things a little more clear and easy.
Good. Follow up.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for that. But is cookies defined in statute anywhere?
I believe it is. I can't quote it, but I have been told it's
really
defined in statute.
That was supposed to be leading for a really good joke.
Come on.
So
candy bar is not a cookie, but a Kit Kat that has the cookie layer in it is a cookie.
Oh.
So there are some interesting workarounds, sir.
So.
Is it leading working now?
That works. That's good. Okay.
Oh. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'd just like to compliment you on the work and the job that you do.
Thank you, sir. I can tell you, things
have changed quite a bit in recent years with the attention that's been given to it. And I have friends who have traveled through our state multiple times that have even noticed. And so I appreciate the work that you do.
Well, I'm a native Oregonian who's traveled the state all my life on the highways. And yeah, I'm relatively new to this position. It was 3 months yesterday. Nope. I accepted the job, but I'm thrilled with the improvement in our rest areas. And I think Oregon can be proud of that.
Well, Ms. D'Souza, I would like you to offer my personal thanks to your crew. I've taken advantage of your coffee stops on occasion when it's a long day and I'm tired and I need a little pick-me-up, and I'm very grateful that they're there.
So Madam Chair, please pass those along. So. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. I think that, would anyone else like to speak to this afternoon? I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 139 and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 270. Mr. Brennan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Senate Bill 270 comes to the House of the Senate floor vote of 30-0. There's no fiscal revenue impact on this measure and no amendment either. The measure reallocates monies between transportation projects funded by the Jobs and Transportation Act of 2009. It would take effect upon passage and signature by the governor due to its emergency clause. And I believe Mr. Mather is here to speak to this.
Mr. Mather, welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Paul Mather, Highway Division Administrator. Going to walk you through a simple but can be complex, I guess, if you want it to be complex bill. Jobs and Transportation Act passed in 09, and since and in that act, we or the legislature named in statute 37 projects for ODOT and another 12 or 15. Representative Benz can help me in Eastern Oregon. For a total project. Anyway, there's projects that are listed in statute, both by dollar amount and by limit. So anytime we want to change those dollars or limits of a project, we need to come back and change the statute. And many of you that have been on the committee have heard me talk about this during the interim number of times. And virtually every session since 09, we've had a bill to make adjustments to this project. And this session is no exception, which this bill does. One of the things that we did to improve this process, some of you will remember a few sessions ago, we passed a bill that required a transportation commission to make a recommendation every year of what those changes should be. And again, those of you on the committee during the interim saw me make a presentation of what that recommendation was for our commission. And this bill lines up with that recommendation from our commission for the two changes. Looking specifically at the bill, there's kind of two big categories of changes that we're talking about making. The first one is more of a housekeeping, where we have projects that we made changes to in the past. And in those changes, the statute said the commission will take any extra money from one project and put it into another. Those projects are all now closed out, and we're just going back and cleaning up the statute from the number that was in the original statute to what the final number is now that those projects are complete. There are two additional changes that we're recommending or that are proposed in the bill. To make changes, and again, you've heard me talk about these in the past. The first one is in Washington County, where we're extending the additional lanes on the Sunset Highway out to Canadas Pass Road, and so that change is two things. One is changing the name of the project to extend the limits out to Canadas Pass, and then it changes the dollar amount of the project. We're moving funds from the Chute Road, savings or underruns from the Chute Road project to this, and we're designating I believe it's $6 million plus any additional, $5 million plus any additional savings that may come from that project to those. This project will leverage $10 million that have been identified already in our STIP process that will combine with these savings to complete that project. The other change is in Eugene. We have, again, two JTA projects there. One is at I-5 and Beltline. So those of you who have been driving through I-5 or Representative Lively certainly noticed the amount of construction has been going on. There we're down to our last phase of that project, which is going to be let for construction next year, as we are in the final stages of designing that project and also seeing the needs elsewhere in the community on Beltline and Delta Highway. Asked ourselves the question, Do we complete or kind of bring up to a higher level of standard the improvements at I-5 and Beltline, or would it be better or wiser use of those money to maybe scale the project back a little bit at I-5 and Beltline and move some additional funds over to alleviate at least to some extent the Delta and Beltline? And so that's what we're proposing. We looked at that final phase. There was a few things that we needed to do to finish the continuity, like there's pieces of the bike path that need to be completed and other elements of that need to complete to kind of put a bow around that project. But we're proposing, or the bill proposes, to take $6 million from that project and then any future savings again to move to improvements at the Beltline and Delta Highway.
Thank you. Yes. Representative McLean.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the two that you have over here on Highway 26 in West Washington County, you're saying that it's truly savings from the Glencoe Road exchange, and then we'll move it to the Chute Road exchange. And so everything is a plus. It means the savings from one and then a plus for the other with no other decision-making process involved. I mean, you just talked about bike, you know, paths down south. So there wasn't anything you didn't do at the Glencoe Road interchange.
Madam Chair, Representative McLean, that's correct. We're going to build everything we committed to in those two projects, and it'll be savings from those two projects that will move into the completion of the additional lanes on Highway 26.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, Vice Chair Davis.
Thank you, Chair. Paul, thanks very much for your testimony. Just to clarify, you've said we recommend. That is the Transportation Commission who's making these recommendations, right? So these have been vetted.
Madam Chair, Representative Davis, yes, I've misspoke. It's actually in the bill.
Yes.
But the bill was a genesis from our Transportation Commission, which proceeded from that. We work with our stakeholders on both of these changes, and there is broad support, Washington County, stakeholders in all the projects, both in Western Washington County as well as in Eugene area with the Area Commission, the MPO, are fully briefed and supportive of all these changes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'd just like to say that some of us, Paul, as you know, were a little skeptic when we started down this and thought we were going to do things. But I can tell you, probably it works better than many of us ever thought it could. And certainly moving the money to Delta and Beltline, as you and everybody understands, is a pretty big point. But I appreciate the changes that were made and the project that was done on Beltline. I-5, I travel it every day, and it works amazingly well for the amount of traffic that's there.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Vice Chair Gorsuch.
Well, to add to this chorus, in my district, we have ID4 257th, and the changes that are being made there are exceptional and will greatly help with traffic along Frontage Road and also increase the access to the FedEx facility so that we won't have trucks going around the loop. It's getting better every day. It'll be nice when it's finished.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mallett. Anyone else in the room today like to speak to this bill? Then I'm going to close the hearing on Senate Bill 270, and I will open a work session on Senate Bill 533. Mr. Brennan.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 533, we heard this bill originally on March 30th as part of Bike Ped Day. It permits motorcycle operators and bicycle operators to proceed at stoplights under certain conditions when the vehicle detection device in the roadway fails to detect the presence of the motorcycle or bicycle. I don't know that I mentioned last time when we heard this that the bill's vote on the Senate floor is 29-0. We don't have any amendments before us, and the measure has no fiscal or revenue impact, Madam Chair.
All right. I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 533 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Davis moves Senate Bill 533 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there comments? Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Representative McLean?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Hack?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Vice Chair Davis?
Aye.
Vice Chair Gorsuch?
Yes.
Chair McEwen?
Aye. Motion carries. Would someone like to carry this bill?
I'll take it.
Vice Chair Davis will carry. Thank you. I believe we are anything for the good of the order this afternoon.
Yeah.
On that note, we are for the good of the order this afternoon.